dusty are excellent words to describe weather over the state today. A ridge of high pressure at the surface and aloft controlled the day, keeping thundershowers from developing. Some clouds covered portions of the Tennessee Valley and extreme south, where temperatures were held back a degree or two. Sunshine and the hot westerly wind pushed the mercury into the middle 90s over the north and upper 90s south. The combination of heat and humidity caused heat indices to soar to 104 degrees in Montgomery and 107 degrees in Ozark. And yes, that makes it the hottest day so far for many stations in Alabama, including Maxwell Air Force Base, which had a sizzling 99 degrees. Montgomery had 98. The evening hours will be quite warm as temperatures slowly fall to the 80s. Skies will remain mostly clear throughout the night, allowing readings to bottom out near 70 degrees over the extreme north and lower to middle 70s over the remainder of the state. Blazing heat will continue on Thursday as high pressure remains in place over the region.
Weather conditions around the state at 4 p.m. Huntsville was sunny, 92 degrees. Birmingham, sunny, 95. Mobile, partly sunny, 97. Ozark and Bolton, partly sunny and 95 degrees with a heat index of 105. At Montgomery, under sunny skies, temperature 96 degrees, relative humidity 39%. Wind southwest at 5 miles an hour, pressure at 30.11 inches and falling. The heat index was 102. Weather radar showed an isolated thunderstorm in the Dothan area moving towards the northeast at 15 miles an hour.
This is NOAA Weather Radio Station, KIH 59 and KIH 56, broadcasting from the National Weather Service office at Montgomery's Stanley Field.
The forecast for south and southeast Alabama, including the Dothan, Enterprise, Ozark areas, a heat index of 105 to 110 on Thursday. Fair tonight, low in the mid-70s, wind will be light. On Thursday, mostly sunny and very hot, around near 100. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, the rain chance Thursday. Yes. For Thursday night, fair with a low near 75, wind will be light. On Friday, partly cloudy and hot, a 30% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high Friday in the upper 90s. For northwest Florida and the beach areas from Gulf Shores, Alabama to Panama City, Florida, a heat index of 105 to 110 late Thursday morning. For tonight, becoming fair but humid, low 75 to 80, light winds. On Thursday, mostly sunny and hot, scattered thunderstorms, high in the mid-90s. The chance of rain Thursday, 30%. Thursday night, fair, low in the mid-70s. On Friday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, high in the mid-90s. The rain chance Friday, 30%. This is a civil emergency message issued by the Alabama Department of Public Health in Montgomery, Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health has issued a critical heat alert for the southern tier of Alabama through Thursday, effective 4 p.m. this afternoon. The heat index has exceeded 105 degrees for the past 2 days, with nightly temperatures not dropping below 75 degrees in this area. This adds to the heat buildup in enclosed, unair-conditioned areas and poses a threat for individuals with health problems. The heat index is calculated by the National Weather Service as a combined rating of the relative humidity and the temperature in degrees Fahrenheit. The Weather Service has predicted heat indices as high as 105 to 110 for areas along and south of the line, which includes Choctaw, Marengo, Clark, Monroe, Butler, Crenshaw, Pike, and Barber counties to the Florida line and the Gulf Coast. The Alabama Department of Public Health recommends that individuals stay in cool areas out of the sun and curtail outdoor physical activities as much as possible during the current period of extreme heat. Friends and relatives of elderly persons who live alone are advised to check frequently on those individuals. If air conditioning is not available at home, persons should spend the hotter part of the day in air-conditioned areas such as malls or stores. For individuals whose jobs involve heavy labor, work should be carefully alternated with cooling-off periods. Salt tablets should not be taken except at the advice of a physician. During extended periods in which extreme heat blankets the state, all individuals should take general precautions such as increasing water intake, staying out of direct sunlight, and avoiding strenuous physical activity. People on certain medications or with health problems such as heart disease and diabetes may be at greater risk for heat-related illnesses during periods of prolonged extreme heat. Everyone should be alert for symptoms of heat-related illnesses, including dizziness, weakness, rapid heartbeat, throbbing headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, cramps, and confusion. If any of these symptoms occur, a person should get out of the heat immediately and call for medical help without delay. Remember, heat is a killer. For more information, contact your physician.